best news on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. House Speaker Mike Johnson has had support.
Wilson of South Carolina. Johnson. Whitman. Johnson.
But it doesn't appear to be enough to win another term during the first roll call vote. So far, Johnson has 216, Democrat Hakeem Jeffries with 215, and others with three votes. Not a final tally yet. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Speaker Mike Johnson, entering the chamber earlier this hour, expressed a lot of confidence that he feels ultimately he can get this done, that he can claim the gavel. Whether or not this takes one round or more than one round is really kind of what we are watching for here as we listen to some of the names be called out.
In the 60s, the Surgeon General was behind cancer warnings for cigarettes. Now outgoing Surgeon General Vivek Murthy wants the same for alcohol. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says it makes sense.
We've known for years now that alcohol increases the risk of breast cancer, but it's also known to increase the risk for mouth, throat, esophagus, liver, colon, and rectal cancer.
Alcohol labels already warn of the risk of birth defects for pregnant women. The government has fined JetBlue $2 million for chronic flight delays. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
For the first time in the history of the U.S. Department of Transportation, the agency has fined an airline for chronically delayed flights. And we're not just talking about a few late flights. We're talking about delayed flights that were 145 times late between June 2022 and November of 2023. And we're talking about, in many cases, the same flight.
The DOT calls JetBlue's flight schedule unrealistic. The carrier blames the air traffic control system for delays. Japan's Nippon Steel says it'll sue after President Biden blocked a nearly $15 billion proposal for the company to buy U.S. steel. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
In order to allay any national security interest concerns, Nippon Steel had offered the federal government broad oversight of U.S. steel's operations. Despite those assurances, the government has decided to call off the marriage and leave U.S. Steel to go it alone.
The White House says the president has spoken with family members of the people killed in the New Year's New Orleans attack. CBS's Katie Weiss.
We know that they'll be visiting on Monday, January 6th. They'll be coming here and they plan to, quote, grieve with the families and community members impacted by this tragic attack on January 1st. They also plan to meet with officials out here.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 318. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
the Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets 113-110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game, and that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Friday. Well, a cat in Italy woke up its owner when it sensed a fire in her apartment. Now, I've been around cats. I'm thinking the cat probably woke her up because it was past her mealtime.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest. just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Side.
NPR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo.
What about the bears? Do they hibernate for winter? How does that, what are bears
for? We only have an Andean bear at the zoo. Uh-huh. And yeah, this is, they're from Asia. So they were, he was out the other day. Inti was out the other day.
We saw some straw next to one of the things we go in, and we thought, well, maybe that he was sleeping in there. I want to wake him up.
Yeah, the, we only have the one bear, and he would be outside in the southern end. In the kind of a green building is where his back of house is, but it's a fairly large space right by Arctic Fox is where Inti
is. So the Arctic,
if you would look at the Arctic Fox to the right, that would be Inti's space.
The two white foxes?
Uh-huh, those are Arctic Fox.
Uh-huh. I never saw a white fox before, and you got two of them there.
Yeah, and they'll turn gray in the summer. Because they're from the tundra Arctic region, but right now they're camouflaged.
They are
as white like snow.
I didn't see them at first. I'm looking for a fox.
They're beautiful.
I'm looking for a red fox. I'm not Red Fox the comedian, but Red Fox. And all of a sudden, I see these two white foxes up there, and I said, "Whoa, that's beautiful."
They are beautiful animals.
That's Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo. Is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Put down to the jail.
Elvis Presley, WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It is going to be chilly tonight, lows in the single digits. And then tomorrow, Saturday, sunny and a high in the low 20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid 20s. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today, with high temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. There's Stevie Wonder in Superstition. Now, Stevie Wonder wrote that song for his friend, guitarist Jeff Beck, but Jeff kind of sat on it for a while, didn't do anything with it. And when Jeff Beck finally got around to recording it, Stevie Wonder's song had already been out for a month and become a big hit. So, sorry, Jeff.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul.
Philosophy. time and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. That's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
broke a heart, ooh, ooh, gentle and true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
Instead, you're no good on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football. One more tune-up before the playoffs begin. The Packers take on the Bears this Sunday.
Tell all the people across the USA, bum, 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 bum. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Well, we have enjoyed bringing you Packer football all season long. This Sunday, the pregame begins at 10, the kickoff at noon. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have all the action, and it's all brought to you by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where you can always buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football this Sunday, and then the playoffs begin. Hear all the action all through the playoffs here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
over me.